Good morning, and welcome to Doctrines of Our Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Knowing what we believe is important, so in this series, Pastor Steve Dorman discusses the doctrines that are critical to true faith and explains why they are important. Good doctrine is important to help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Well, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning. In my office, as you can imagine, I have a good number of Bibles, but one of them stands out above the rest. It's the one that my father gave me when he returned from the Vietnam War in July of 1966. It was special to me because it was from him, and I've carried it with me everywhere I've gone for the last 55 years. Now, it's the Word of God, and I've consulted it when I had questions. I've prayed it when trying to communicate with God, and I've lived as much as I could by its teachings. It's been my weapon against the evil one and my comfort in the darkest of days. And within its covers, I've recorded birth dates and marriage dates of all of our children and now even of our grandchildren. It's kind of like my family Bible. But the edges are starting to wear thin and the cover has been torn, and it's been marked through and through with notes written beside special verses and sermon notes and everything that I've learned throughout the Christian life over the years. Even one time when I was a student minister, I forgot and I left it on the back of my car. And after church, I started to drive away and I ran over it in the process. This Bible still has the tire prints that my 1974 Buick Regal made on it that night in 1976. And one time when I was attending a university, and I must say, one that didn't seem to care much for the scriptures or scriptures teachings, I lost this Bible while being a student there on the campus. And I thought how ironic it was to lose my Bible on a campus that had lost its Bible, at least in its heart and its teachings. A year after I graduated from there, I returned to campus to see some friends, and we were walking through one of the classroom buildings, and I spied my Bible on a desk in the very classroom in which I had contended with one of those Bible-doubting professors, and I took it home. Again, the irony. I left that school and returned and found my Bible once again still holding place in the midst of that hostile environment waiting for me to return. But as cherished as it was, because it was God's Word, and it has a history of memories attached to it as I've gone through life, I know that one day that book will become so battered and falling apart that the binding will no longer be able to hold all of its pages in order and together, and the pages will start falling out, and I won't be able to grasp it all and hold it all together in place, and the time will come when I'll just have to put it aside and it won't be used again. Its pages and its leather binding, like everything else on the earth, are going to deteriorate. That's the way life is. And eventually it'll wear out and it'll be sad. What meant so much to me will just be a pile of strewn pages to those who come after me. And I was thinking about this strange thought on my way to a funeral service today. A loved one's physical body had given way after many years of love and cherished memories, and all the special times that person had had with their family would now become memories rather than new engagements, a lifetime of memories that had endeared them to their family. But like everything else on this planet, the physical begins to give way over extended time, and time on earth is short and will soon come to an end. My joy today, and I do have joy, is not in the loss of a cherished Bible or a cherished loved one, but in knowing that what they represented and what they were beyond the physical was going to live on, not just in my memory, as we like to say, but also in the very real presence of God. God's Word, the contents of that book I've called the Bible, God's Word is eternal. It is sure. It existed before it was ever inscribed on parchment or vellum, and it exists after paper and bindings have gone the way of all earthly things to dust. It will be in heaven with God and never forgotten. And my friend, God's people also, that he has created, sustained, and eventually takes to be with him, we will live forever as well. You know, in conception, God put an everlasting spirit, a soul, into our physical bodies. And when that physical body dies, the Bible says the spirit goes back to the God who gave it to live a real significant life of continuation with who they were here on earth, but in that place with him forevermore. And so I may never see my old Bible cover or the pages it was written upon. We'll see the Word of God in that place. And in reality, the contents of the Word of God, its very words, were what made the difference in my life for eternity. And I will see those who have gone on before in the Lord in death, death to this earthly body, but to everlasting life in him. I remember I was surprised the day I accidentally found my long-lost Bible. It was serendipity, unexpected joy, the footprint of God in my barren little world there. And I'm looking forward to running into, unexpectedly, so many loved ones that I've known and loved and had affection for in this earthly life. And throughout eternity, running into more and more and more of them in the heavenlies and having glad reunions and glorious times together and sharing our cherished earthly memories that we can rehash and seeing how God worked them all for good. And just think what new good memories then we will be able to make age upon age, world without end, forever. Our lives are just beginning, even though our covers are getting fairly battered. How is your life doing today? Is your life falling apart? Look to God. Look to God and all that's truly meaningful. He will reserve in heaven for you and for me to stumble into joyously in his time. God bless you today, my friend. And may the Lord hasten that day of unexpected surprises of joy in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.